Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Welcome, everyone, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. Caleb here with Coach Brindley here live at the Black Bear Cafe, and in much better spirits this Saturday morning after the big Pisgah football win, 49-14 over the Inca Jets. Coach, congratulations on your first win as the Pisgah head football coach.
Thanks, Josh. It felt really good.
Yeah, Coach, just a great night at home, first night in Pisgah Memorial Stadium. Just so excited for you guys and being able to get that first win, I know, under your belt is really huge. Want to jump right in, recapping the game a little bit. All started at the very beginning, opening kickoff. We had a huge kickoff return by Mason Putnam to set up the go-ahead TD at the very beginning. Talk a little bit about that, about how just a big momentum boost that was for your team.
It was really well executed. It was something we had seen on film. They were going to kick it up that left hash, and we felt like if we could start vertical 5 to 10 yards and kind of seal everything and then allow Carter to kick out the end man, Mason had a chance if he could bend it to break a big one, and he certainly did. And that set our offense up with great field position, gave us an opportunity, we felt like, to punch one in and seize momentum, and we certainly did.
Yeah, I'm sure that was huge for the kids, just to get some confidence after, you know, last week not seeing the end zone and finding the end zone so early in the first quarter, something we mentioned in the pregame show we wanted to do, and we were able to establish right there off the bat and take that 7-0 lead. And I think from then, you know, we felt like we were in pretty good control of the football game.
We did, and I think, you know, our rejuvenated us a little bit from a confidence standpoint. You know, you want good things to happen early. You want your team to see success early. And the kickoff return set that up, and our team capitalized and went from there.
Coach, talk a little bit about how proud you were of your team for just bouncing back, the attitude they had. I know even in practice all this week, it was a very positive. You had a lot of great leadership from your seniors. Talk a little bit about that and how impactful that can be for your team.
It's a huge thing, you know, just to be able to see adversity, particularly in week one, to be punched in the mouth and be able to respond the right way. I think our coaches did a really good job of just continuing to coach our kids, continuing to love them, continuing to basically demand that we were going to show up with a good attitude and good effort and things of that nature, and our kids responded. It wasn't easy early in the week. Our kids could tell you that. I didn't think Monday and Tuesday was a very good practice. Wasn't pleased with it. But we continued to kind of get over the previous week. And again, senior leadership speaks volumes. The way Carter Browning, Aaron Clark, David Brooks, some of those guys just continued to push our team to grind.
Coach, we noted multiple times in the booth last night the balance of the offense. Had five different players score, four on offense. Landon Pope with 3 touchdowns, Aaron with a touchdown, Jake with a touchdown. Was that something, obviously, that you love seeing as you move through the season? You're going to have a balanced attack, that teams are not going to be able to just focus on one man to stop the offense that Pisgah is going to kind of bring to the field this year.
We have to be able to do that. Our playmakers on the perimeter are too good. Jake Lowry and Mason Putnam in particular, just they're too good with the ball in their hands. And I think if we become a monotonous football team, if we just want to go Landon Pope right, Landon Pope left, and I think our ability to get it out in space, to throw the football, will benefit us down the road.
Yeah, seeing all those different guys score last night had to be extremely satisfying, and being able to find the end zone 3 times with Landon Pope had to really boost your confidence as well, just in that offensive execution. Speaking on that, what was the most satisfying thing for you to see last night from your offense?
I think it was our offensive line. You know, there were times that we had some success against Brevard, particularly, you know, a guy like Robbie Hensley, left guard, against them. He did a really good job. He played well that night. But to see them play as a unit, to see us execute at a much higher level, get to the backside backer on counter, to really take care of our double team blocks on the inside zone when we did that type of stuff, that was really pleasing to me.
Yeah, I noticed that as a former offensive lineman. I can't help but get excited when I see those big boys up front. Yeah. Called Robbie's name a couple of times last night just for his ability to pull and kick out that end on those counters and those little fold plays. He just did an exceptional job. And your center, David Brooks, did a great job as well on those back blocks. A lot of people don't know how difficult that can be sometimes. And so just really excited to see those big boys up front really kind of coming together as a unit. I kind of noticed that last night, too, just being able to build their confidence. A lot of people understand that offensive line position. It's kind of almost a team inside a team right there. You've got some guys that are really working together to try to get something accomplished. And so that was fun to see last night, especially those interior guys being able to move people off the ball.
It really is. It is a team within a team. And those five guys have to be able to trust one another. They have to be able to rely upon one another. And I don't think people truly understand the line of scrimmage communication that happens pre-snap and what those guys have to be able to do, whether it's identifying, whether it's a one technique, two technique, three technique, and even odd front, an even front, and be able to execute the assignment based upon what we're getting. And those guys are getting better, and they're just continuing to work. We're continuing to coach them hard. We're certainly not taking it easy on them. We're not all pats on the butt. It's certainly a situation where those guys are being coached well and coached hard, and they're getting better.
Coach, we know that our quarterback, Aaron Clark, has a big year ahead of him, and I think it really started last night. Only one incompletion, two touchdown passes. We had him for a quarterback rating of 158, which is quite exceptional. Talk about his leadership and poise on the football field last night, because we saw some other things, not just his arm, but when kids are coming off, maybe banged up, he's always the first one to meet them. When kids make a big play on defense, he's the first one to meet them. And what that's going to mean for your football team.
He is the epitome of what you want in a quarterback. He really is. Just all things. He's certainly a fiery competitor, certainly, you know, everything that he does, he wants to win, but he's also a team-first guy, and that's what you appreciate so much about people like that is, you know, the me monster sometimes gets young guys, particularly in today's society, but that's not him. That's not who he is. He's a team-first guy. He cares about what's on the side of his helmet and the front of his jersey a whole lot more than he does the back, and we certainly, you know, we appreciate his leadership, and it's a great example for others.
Yeah, we just seen him last night, even in the pregame, he rallies around with just his offensive line. He's talking to his receivers. You can tell there's a lot of great communication from him going to everybody. He's not, as you said, getting that me monster on him, and he's focused on really being a team guy, not just a me guy. But he's also a great player on the field, which really helps out a lot as well. He ran the ball really well last night, moving with his legs. Talk a little bit just about his ability and how that really empowers you as an offense.
And we haven't, you know, last night we didn't have to run him the way that we probably will at times in the future. But he's just got such a skill set that is unique and diverse with his ability to stand in the pocket, make throws down the field, get outside the pocket when we run the boot or any kind of sprint out look, to make throws on the run, and then certainly with his legs whenever we call his name, whether it's on the inside zone, whether it's on gut, whatever it is, a counter, he's pretty good, and we like to have the ball in his hands.
We will be back to talk more about last night's big 49-14 victory over the Inca Jets with Coach Ricky Brindley. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Here in Canton, North Carolina, with Coach Ricky Brindley. Coach, from your eyes, Overall, we talked about the offense, but what was the most pleasing thing for you first night Pisgah, Friday Night Lights there at Pisgah Memorial Stadium that you went home last night and said, you know, I'm really glad this happened?
You know, that's a great question. I think probably for me it was just about the execution of our team in all phases. We tackled very well defensively, certainly executed on offense, and then I thought our special teams was big. We had some, you know, perfect on PATs, you know, the great kickoff return. Dom Messer, you know, kicking two in the end zone like he did for touchbacks, that's huge, and people don't realize how important I think sometimes making an offense drive 80 yards is, and Dom had a great night, and he works really hard at it. He comes down after soccer practice sometimes, and he'll kick for 30, 45 minutes. Just a very committed individual, and it paid dividends last night.
You brought up special teams. Just want to hit on a little bit more. You had some big plays on special teams. Obviously, our play of the game last night, the big return, Mason Putnam to open the game, set up for a lot of success and a lot of big momentum up front. But then immediately after that as well, you talked about Dominic Messer and his ability to kick the football and pin teams deep. People don't understand how great of an asset that can be, especially in high school football. But you had some big hits on the kickoff team last night, too, seeing Caden Bryson come up there and light a few guys up. Explain to people just how big of a momentum swing that can be for your football team.
It is. I think our guys really take pride in that. I know Kane is a great player, and he's really, really good on special teams, and he has the ability to avoid blocks in space and pursue the football, and he had some big licks, and he's a great tackler. Sometimes those wrestlers are the best tacklers, and he's a good one. There's no question about it.
Yeah, Coach, we were talking off air there, and you mentioned perfect on extra points. Haven't had to attempt a field goal yet, but you've got a freshman long snapper who's been perfect, and that's huge moving forward, you know, just how that's going to be a great point for our team. Comfort level, I think. You kind of, the more he does it, the more comfortable the coaching staff and the team gets in confidence, and he does as well.
Yes, and you know, being a freshman, I think we were a little bit concerned just maybe, you know, if there was a big moment, how would he handle it? Playing in a big game and being in that atmosphere at Brevard the other night, he did really well on his punt snaps. Colby's a guy who has embraced that role. He wanted to be the varsity long snapper, and I watched him in middle school do a really good job at Bethel doing that, and I thought he's got some potential there. He has the opportunity to be successful at that, and he works really hard for 2 hours every day with the kickers and the holders and things like that, and he's been perfect so far.
That's really good to have, and a special weapon for sure. Coach, we talked a little bit about special teams. We've talked about the offense, but let's talk a little bit about the defense now. We gave up a couple of big plays there in the first half, but came out in the second half and really shut Inca out in the second half, really shut down their offense. What helped us last night to really be able to lock in on defense?
I think it was our tackling. I think when you can tackle the way that we are, and it's been a point of emphasis. I know we've talked about it with Coach Rodarmer and his staff, and you know the way they've really emphasized tackling and you know, stepping in the hole, which is kind of the term we use, near foot, near shoulder, all that type of stuff. Our kids have bought into it. Our kids do it daily, and it proved last night to be effective. Certainly our safeties, Matt Mahaffey and Jacob Cruz-Reyes, are missiles coming out of the sky. And at times, people can take advantage of that, as we saw last night when we had the play action that went for 90 yards, I think, on the touchdown. They were able to hit us there, and, you know, we have some aggressive safeties that are going to look to get downhill, and sometimes you're going to give up plays like that, but to have those guys being extra run fitters is big for our defense.
We talked about that last night in the pregame. It was one of our keys to the game, actually, of just that alignment and assignment for your defense. You're extremely talented on the defensive side of the football. You've got great linebackers, great defensive backs, tons of talent. The biggest thing for Pisgah, I think, defensively, is just going to be not beating themselves, mm-hmm. as we talked about, making sure we're aligned in the proper place, yep. making sure we know our assignments, know our coverages. Saw some pressures that we were able to put on mm-hmm. That Inca offense last night. Great job by your defensive ends being able to rush the quarterback. So talk a little bit about that, just the fact that, you know, a lot of times defensively, especially when you've got the talent that we do, it's just a lot of it is a mental game.
It is, and you know, you've got to be able to number one, recognize the strength of the formation, be able to communicate that to the entire group, particularly the box, then to be able to align, to be able to make sure that we understand our run fits, we understand our flow keys, all that type of stuff, and what overrides a flow key. And our guys really have taken to the coaching. They understand it. They communicate well on the field during a play or prior to a play being ran. Sometimes your secondary has quite a few checks based upon the formation they're getting, based upon maybe the wide receiver's alignments, whether it's a bunch set, whether they're wide. And our kids have done a really good job of that, and it helps us as a team to be able to play a little more freely, to be able to just pursue the football because we're not thinking as much.
Explain a little bit to folks listening, because I know a lot of people who are just maybe watching football just love the game. You know, they see a defense out on the field and they think the ball snapped and the guys are just running the football. That's really not it. You got to be smart to play, especially at linebacker and secondary positions, being able to make those, as you were talking about, those flow keys, knowing things that override things, a lot of things. I know we talked to Carter earlier in this week about his keys for the week and some things that he was going to have to key in on. It's a lot more of a mental game than people give it credit for.
It's a very complicated game. You know, our defensive linemen, they're reading blocks. You know, if I'm a three technique and that guard releases inside of me, I'm going to get my hands on it and squeeze and get my eyes to the inside because there may be a trap coming. So there's really a lot of things that those kids have to read and react post-snap. That dictates sometimes what our linebacker does, where he fits, whether it's cloudy, clear, open door, closed door read, whether they're scraping, you know, the path of the back, things like that. So very complicated for our kids, but that's just kind of the way the game of football is.
Coach, who stood out maybe, you know, we've talked about some of the players that scored and some of the other things, but maybe a player or two that, you know, stood out to you or your coaching staff last night, maybe surprised you their first kind of night under our home lights and really stood out and made some big plays.
Well, it was really good to have Jackson Batista back, I'll tell you that. He's a really good football player. Not having him against Brevard hurt us a little bit, just his physicality, his nose for the football, his ability to take on blocks. So having him back was big. I think he may not have been someone who had his name called quite a bit, but he played really, really well. It was just good to have him back in the lineup.
Coach, as we travel and look forward to Hampton, Tennessee this coming Friday night, do we know anything about them yet? I know you had mentioned off air you've gotten a little bit of film, still waiting to get some more. I think they're going to have to play this week twice, so they're going to play Monday and Friday due to some weather.
Their game was canceled last night due to weather, so they'll play Monday night. Thought about riding up there, just, you know, don't know what my schedule's going to look like. We're supposed to practice late, so I may not be able to do it. But they do run the football 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Here they come. Sometimes go with some overload sets, some unbalanced stuff, so we've got to be able to adjust and be very good at the line of scrimmage. And our linebackers have to fit appropriately based on the path and all that type of stuff, and it's going to be a challenge.
They're a classifications in Tennessee a little different. Are they similar to us, or a smaller school?
I think they're a little bit smaller than us. I'm not sure how their classification system works in Tennessee, but I do think they're a little bit smaller than us.
Okay, we will be back to talk with Coach Brindley more about a little bit of our JV program and also some other things that we look forward to going to Hampton, Tennessee on Friday. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Welcome back, folks, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. And, Coach, we got the first win under our belt. Now as we look to just build on that this season, I want you to talk to us a little bit. You know, we got a couple more non-conference games scheduled that we feel, you know, confident in going to. But what have you seen just from kind of other folks around the mountains? You know, you're not really focusing on other teams yet, but you're hearing scores and different things. As we look moving into the non-conference, just what kind of year of football it's going to be for the Pisgah Bears?
We know we're going to have a difficult conference schedule. We'll have the really tough stretch there where you have Smoky Franklin, West, Tuscola. You've got a really tough stretch, and I think all four of those teams are talented. We know Franklin's gotten much, much better. Got Jay Brooks back coaching the offensive line, which is going to make them better immediately. of just his intensity, his understanding of how to coach that position. Franklin's a good football team. They've got all those kids back from last year, very, very young. And I think any time a kid can go from a sophomore to a junior or a junior to a senior and has the off season to grow physically and mentally in the weight room, they've got a chance to be very, very good. So they've certainly proven it with taking out Murphy, taking out Robbinsville in week one and week two. I think that'll be quite the challenge for us.
Coach, we're heading on the road this week, taking the long road trip up to Hampton, Tennessee. Talk a little bit about that, how you prep your team for those long trips, how you're making sure they're ready to go. It's easy to lose focus and things like that. What are you guys talking about in the locker room and things you're kind of teaching and preaching to your kids this week as you prepare for that long trip?
It is a form of adversity, just having to go on the road, particularly a trip that's an hour and a half away. Really want to use it kind of as a maybe a playoff type atmosphere in terms of, you know, you've got that long trip, you're on the charter bus, you've got to potentially eat pregame a little bit earlier than normal, you know, you're going somewhere you've never been, so we try to use that as a teaching moment to you know, this is somewhere, you know, that's a very playoff type atmosphere. That's what you hope for. You hope your kids can learn from it and it benefits you down the road. But we do talk to them about how they prepare themselves, how they carry themselves, how they, you know, rest, eat, all that type of stuff prior to.
Coach, we noticed last night late in the game, fourth quarter, you got some eight-quarter kids in, got some kids that maybe don't see as much playing time early in the football game. And Caleb and I talked about, you know, just loving to call those kids' names. But how valuable is that for you as a staff and you as a team moving forward? Because you never know what can happen with injuries, bumps, and bruises. How valuable is it to get those kids some experience? Because we talked about on air, the game is different. The speed of the game is different. And so even if they're not, you know, catching touchdown passes, but just getting the calls in, making sure they're lined up correctly, how valuable is that moving forward?
We can practice every day for 6-7 straight months, and nothing will benefit those kids the way, you know, a live Friday night football game would be. And that game experience is crucial, and I think you see that with some of our older kids, the Carter Browning and the Aaron Clarks. Yes, they're very talented, but they're also very experienced, seasoned guys. And to get our younger kids in the game, get some of our kids that don't play a whole lot in the game, to have that opportunity, I think, can benefit them down the road, and it helps prepare your team for the future. You know, your sophomores and your freshmen that are eight-quarter guys, seeing that live action is good for them. Just, I'm sure they realized it real quick, the difference between a Thursday night and a Friday night.
Yeah, we called a few different names last night that we hadn't got the chance to call yet this season that were able to get out there, and really didn't see a big drop off when those guys got out there either. We called Nevin Browning's name a couple times last night, getting in the game late. Aiden Rana was able to make a couple plays last night as well. Talk a little bit about, too, not only is that great experience for these guys, but it's a great reward for them, too. These are guys that are busting it each week in practice and trying to help your team get better, and then they get the opportunity to go out and make a play. And I know that excites not just them, but the rest of the team, you guys as a coaching staff as well.
It does. It's good to see those guys get the opportunity to have some success, to execute, you know, and we continue to coach them. I think that's the thing that, you know, we owe them that. I mean, we're going to continue to coach them. We're going to continue to demand excellence from them, whether it's the fourth quarter and you're up by 35, 40 points, doesn't matter. You know, you want your kids to execute, and they did that very well. Nevin played well. Nevin's a kid that we feel really, really good about in the future. We think he can be a starting offensive lineman for us in the very near future, and he certainly had a good night in the fourth quarter.
Coach, real quick, from our vantage point, and I think you said came out of last night with no new injuries. Everybody came out pretty healthy, just a couple nicks, and we should be 100% going into next week.
Yes, and we you know, anytime you play the game, particularly in the trenches, there's always going to be the bumps and bruises and the, you know, the soreness that happens on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, sometimes into Tuesday, and our kids have to understand that, you know, they're not injured, you know, they're fine, they'll be all right, and we got to be ready to roll Monday on Labor Day to practice.
We'll be back with the final segment here from the Black Bear Cafe on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Customers are invited back to Piscataway Tire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Piscataway Tire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Welcome back, folks, to the final segment here with Coach Ricky Brindley. And, Coach, as we travel to Tennessee this week, before we talk about the final preparation for that, I want to give a shout-out to our other football teams in the county this on this side of the county, obviously, this week. Both of our middle school teams picked up some big wins, and I know you're in touch with both of those programs, and it's good to see that from your view that, hey, you got some talent coming.
We do. We got talent coming. Those teams are coached very well, both of them. And I think that benefit to us and our program is going to pay dividends down the road. They're going to hear sometimes the same terminology. They're going to come to us with a level of understanding of the game of football, not just, you know, run, tackle, pass, catch, all that kind of stuff. They're going to understand the game. They're going to understand what a three technique is. They're going to understand what a double team block needs to be and how effective it can be. Just the coaching is really, really huge for us.
Coach, talk a little bit about your JV team as well. I know they had a tough one this week. It's a big learning opportunity for those guys as well, wouldn't you say?
It is, and I think we use the JV program as an opportunity to develop kids. I think anytime you have young kids that are freshmen and sophomores and you know, their level of understanding or their so to speak, game competence, you know, can grow, you try to use those opportunities to teach. We have really two kids, I think, on this JV team that saw any playing time last year as a freshman of any significance. So we're playing a lot of young kids. We're playing a lot of inexperienced guys, and they have gotten better. They've gotten so much better from where they were at in the summer. Freshman quarterback Jackson Swanger has gotten so much better. I think he's a kid who has great potential for the future. He's a big, tall kid with a strong arm, and he understands our offense more and more each day.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He had the privilege of having him at Camp Middle School and seeing him through the halls. He's a great kid. Could be a good leader for sure. Coach, I want to let everybody know the JVs will play this week, even though varsity's traveling Hampton. JVs will play. Got a game at Thursday night at home, correct?
Correct. We play West Henderson. We were able to pick up that extra JV game just simply because Hampton doesn't have a JV team, and we really didn't want to ask them to come down here on a Thursday night that far. So we play West Henderson again, and then turn around and play them again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so that gives everyone a chance to come out. If you're not going to make the trip over to Hampton next Friday night, you can see the JVs right here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium on Thursday night. It's a 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock kick, okay. So, Coach, anything else going into Tennessee? Just don't think anything, but is there anything different they play as far as, you know, should be the same rules, no issues there as far as all that stuff?
Nothing that I know of.
So we're checking with the folks.
Yep.
And I know, folks, we are going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff next week. Is that confirmed?
That is correct.
So a pregame show will start at 6, Caleb. So I want to tell everybody, if you're not making the trip to Tennessee, make sure and tune in to the pregame show. We've been able to do some fun things with that.
Yeah, and 7 o'clock kickoff there in Hampton. So make sure you get there early as well. I know visiting stands are limited there in Hampton. So if folks are coming out to watch the game, make sure to get there early, get a seat so we can travel well, as Pisgah always does. We got tons of family and fans that travel each game to support their student athletes, so I know that means a lot to you guys as well as the coaching staff.
It does. It means a lot, and I think anytime you can go on the road and you can sometimes outnumber the home team, that's huge for our kids. It feels really good to have that kind of support, and it's a special place that we live in.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on your first big win as the Pisgah High School football coach. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure and tune in to the countdown to kickoff show brought to you next Friday night by the Black Bear Cafe as you're driving into Hampton. Caleb gets a feature interview with a football player every week. We also will hopefully have a live interview with somebody on the Pisgah coaching staff, non-football, like to spotlight everything that goes on up at Pisgah. That is a 6 o'clock time, air time. We thank you for listening this morning. We appreciate it, Coach. I appreciate you letting us call touchdown a lot last night.
Absolutely.
We had a good time up in the booth. 7 times got to say touchdown Pisgah. So very excited about that. So Pisgah picks up the big win over Inca, 49-14, and we will travel to Hampton, Tennessee next Friday night. You've been listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show live from the Black Bear Cafe on WPTL Radio.